The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
The great Father who birthed the Son of great glory, who sits on the same throne. Thank you, God. I just want to worship you. Edem Holagaha, Isuzialu, Kaneso Sibo, honor to you. Thank you. Give you glory. I'm giving you glory. I ask for mercy tonight. I'm asking for great help. Help me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to you, God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to our Father who sits on the throne. Thank you for everything. Thank you for all and the anointings, potions to take us up. Lord, tonight, expand our horizon. Expand, go beyond our limitation. Speak to us, our Father. Lord, enlarge us more than before. Give to us a great enlargement. Fill it with blessing. Move our thoughts further. Father, in Jesus' name, I come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I pray, I bring this petition to you according to your will, and we receive answer and response in hearing these things from the throne. Thank you, Father. Trembling, fear, contriteness, broken spirit. Thank you, God. You will not reject. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yes, I sent it. Yeah. Yes.
About the tongue. Your tongue. That tongue. My tongue. The tongue. That tongue.
Yes.
That tongue.
Now we have a tomorrow. This is
the tongue. About that tongue. That tongue. Even that word. Even that tongue. Is a tongue. Even that tongue. For I curse that tongue. Even to come to you. There is that tongue that I cause to come to you. Even the tongue that I cause to come to you. Even a tongue on which matters hasn't been so clear. A tongue on which you've waited upon.
Yeah.
I want to shed light. Shed light.
I can't associate.
Give sight. Breathe. Want to breathe. I brought words. I brought tongue. tongues, broad words, even grace to explain that tongue, even to teach the tongue, even to bless your tongue, for to unveil things that are mine. It is my tongue, and I want to shed light. I want to bless the house with it, and I want to put spirit, even for the opening of that tongue. I bring oil. I bring anointing for to explain, anointing for to show, even to teach, even to preach, even to bring clarity and answers, even to your questions concerning that tongue. It is time. I want to show it. I'll bring it out. I'll cause it to come out, saith the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Father, we receive grace from this spoken word to us. We take in, we breathe it in, we inhale it, we receive the Spirit, we receive it as life. Thank you, Father. I receive from you. Your people will understand. In Jesus' name we pray. Can we shout hallelujah? I want us to open Hebrew chapter 1. Amen. God works sundry times, diverse manners in time past. Speak unto the fathers by the prophet, that in these last days spoken to us, unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being so much better than the angels, as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name. Praise God. Verse 8, unto the Son he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Can we shout hallelujah? Hallelujah? All of us are saying amen. You loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, had anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest. They shall wax whole as doth a garment, and as the vesture you'll fold them up. They shall be changed, but thou art the same. Thy years shall not fail. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make your enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent for to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you say
amen.
Of course, the whole of chapter 1 of Hebrew is a setting forth. Praise God. Are they not all ministering spirits sent for to minister for them which are the heirs of salvation? But see, the whole of chapter 1 is a read to make us aware of the new ministry that has just been born. Hallelujah. All of those things are not just a description of Jesus. Amen. No, it's not just a description of Jesus and to tell us just about the position of Jesus after resurrection. What God is showing there by all those verses contained in chapter 1 is how God has set in order a new ministry that all the angels should worship. So worshiping of angels also entails service of angels, making sure that the decree from this throne that is newly born, praise God, will be obeyed and the orders will be carried out. Now the person who is seated on the throne has got all the wisdom of salvation. He's able to save you and I to the uttermost. So the setting of the throne, hallelujah, of Jesus, I believe this came to pass that instant that Jesus went to heaven after resurrection. When he told Mary, don't touch me, he has to attend this coronation. He has to attend this coronation. The coronation of sitting on the throne. To be raised from the dead is one thing. To sit upon the throne is another. It was of necessity that the touch of unclean flesh should not touch him. He has to both sacrifice and he has to also offer himself. He sacrificed for us by shedding his blood. He offered himself completely to the cause of a divine service and eternal service. Are you listening? That was missing on the throne. There was a service that was suffering on the throne. It's like the throne of God is the realm of heavens, also bear accreditation to kind, clan, species. What species had, the species that had access, are you listening to me? The honor and the access of a species will be a blessing to the rest of them all. It's clear that God has in himself the great desire to bless man, or even though he has blessed man from the foundation of the world, but for that blessing to come to man, amen, someone like a man should sit in the place of power. A man should assess authority. Are you getting me? First of all, like the angels have access, even much more, I'm taking to you. That tells you that those angels has got great assets. Now that excellent name, praise God, is also an excellent ministry. Now, being made so much better than the angels, it was made, first of all. So it means angels were made. They were not just made, they were named. They were made, and then they were named. Can we shout hallelujah? Do you say that to me? They were made, then they were named. So he was made so much better than he was named. He was so named more than them. He received a more excellent name than they. I love that English, a child of English language. Hallelujah. Will agree with me that these angels also have excellent name. But Jesus' name is more excellent than they. If he's made so much better, so his name will be so much better. Is more excellent than their name. Praise God. Everyone say name. They were made. Say that again. This level of angels, they are called angels of God. Hallelujah. They were made and they were named. Let's see the verse. When he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he said, let all the angels of God. Angels of God. Angels of Elohim. Hallelujah. Angels. Say that to me. Of who, sir? Let them worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. And they've been worshiping him. They've been worshiping him 2,000 years ago. How do I mean? Meaning, the name Jesus has calls for worship. The name Jesus has calls for worship. Is worthy of worshiping Jesus. So you can tell is the make of his person by the name he had obtained. So you can see you can't separate person from his name. So is the name is not just the call of the man. To call a man. You can call a man. So we will identify him anytime we refer to him. But no, this naming of Jesus is more than that. Is to set in motion the quickening spirit Jesus has become. Now who maketh his angels of God spirit? Verse 7. To the angels say it. Who maketh his angels spirits? Agree with me?
Yes,
so they have name. Ministers, flame of fire. So angels of God that worship him has gotten name. They have names. They has given them. He gave them names. But he had obtained a more excellent name. Than they. Is there anybody who will say amen?
Amen?
Now let's see that as he had by inheritance obtained what, sir? A more excellent name than they. How many names does angels have? Is one name. They have just one name. Are you listening to me? It was that name that was divided into several. Shout hallelujah. Is there anybody who is listening to me? You can, the name has got different expression. But it's just one name. The name is the name of God. Michael, Gabriel, hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Ehiel. All of these are names, but they are all one name. Now, when Jesus will give us a name, is going to be out of his name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
I will give you an evidence. Let's see what I'm saying. Shout hallelujah. Revelation chapter 3. He that overcometh, will I make him a pillar in the temple of my God. Hallelujah. He shall go no more out. I will write upon him the name of my God. The name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down of heaven from my God. I will write upon him my new name. Do you agree with me?
Yes, sir.
I what, my brother? I'm not hearing you say it again. It means there is the name that will be written on all of us. Is one name.
Yeah.
Is one name. One name. The name upon you will be the name upon me. The name upon you is the name of someone. The name Jesus obtained. Hallelujah. The name Jesus obtained is his name. Is the one I'm going to write upon you. It's my name, my new name. I'm going to write my new name upon you. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will write my new name. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, our new name is Enenin, in eternal life. My name is everlasting name. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, new name is the name, is a naming in eternal life. It's the name of the eternal God. He's got a name. Then my name is the name of the everlasting God. The everlasting God has got a name. The eternal God has a name. Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you say amen. Amen. So when you hear the name above every name is this eternal name that Jesus was given, and they gave him a new name. Hallelujah. So angels have got names. Angels of God has names. Hallelujah. But Jesus has obtained a more excellent name than they. Can we say amen?
Amen.
What is being made into, the name that he receives tells that Jesus is worthy of worship. Jesus must be worshipped. Jesus is a must. Every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. That Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Now you can see confess, bow, came as a result of the name they gave to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Therefore, God had highly exalted him, meaning God has made him. That exaltation is making up. Shout hallelujah. And then the next one is they name him. So God raised Jesus to the capacity of a name. This at resurrection is a new image for a new name. New image for a new name. I don't know, maybe I'm saying something to you. Share that again, every one of us. All of us must shout it, every one of you. Hallelujah. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
Image for a new name. Meaning on the third day, it took 3 days to raise a new image. And then give it a name. Hallelujah. Jesus was asking for the glory that he had with God before the world was. He was asking for these two things. He was asking for these two things. Glorify thou me with thy own self. That self, there was a person that Jesus came into looking like. Is the work Jesus finished. Let's see that chapter 17. Amen. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which you gave to me, gavest thou me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Amen. I had a glory with thee before the world was. The only thing now I can think, they are in split. Amen. When Jesus had the form of God, form means is God what it takes to bear the glory of God. He used to have this self as the Word without being a man. He has to change form. Who being in the form of God, form, formation. It means God has got form. Can we say amen? Amen. Can we shout hallelujah? Amen. Thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Amen. Amen. But he made himself of no reputation. Then took upon him the form. Another form. There's another form. Hallelujah. A form of a servant. The form of a servant. The form. He changed form to another form. He changed form. He changed from he who is being served to he who will serve. So when they were creating creatures, no matter how high exalted is a creature, as long as it's got a form for service, is not God. Is not God enough. Is not God to be worshipped. You can be a God and you are not to be worshipped. You can be a God but does not have the form of worship. So this form of God, praise God, this form of God, he has shared it with no one. Is anybody who agrees with me? Shout hallelujah. But the form of servant has to do with formations in stratas from heavens to earth. There was a form of worshippers, of servants from heaven to earth. Any form, hallelujah, below worship, below the object of worship, below the being whom they worship, am I communicating to you? Should come under the God that receive worship. I hope I'm talking to you. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
He took upon him, he made himself, first of all. But Paul said, Logos made himself. God made himself of no reputation. So, he wasn't put to sleep. He changed. Jesus, then he wasn't Jesus. He doesn't have our name. The word Jesus, am I communicating to you? Is a name of a servant. But he used to have a form. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With their name, the form of God and their name. Hallelujah. And Jesus made himself of no reputation and, hallelujah, took upon him, made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant. He took upon him the form of a servant. Immediately he came under God. That was a person with a form of God. And when he chose to come under God, hallelujah, and took another form, he didn't choose the, hallelujah, a form in heaven. He chose a form on earth. Verily, he took not on him the nature of angels, But he took on him, what's that? Of the seed of Abraham. He took upon him the nature of man, the form of man. Hallelujah. Being found in fashion as a man, of the same Philippians, chapter 2. He being found, took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. He was made. Say that to me. He was made. Say it again to God. He was made. Say that to yourself. He was made in who? Likeness of men. Shout hallelujah. It means Jesus dived into Adam. Jesus died into Adam. Jesus' pedigree was not higher than Adam. That was the mystery. It's not easy to preach this Jesus. To describe Jesus that came to earth and grew among men is a difficult message. To say, okay, you can extray him and department by department, you are explaining him. That Jesus was a walk, was a mystery walk together, being put together by God. Jesus was made to fulfill the law. It was the prophet that Moses spake concerning, that he will fulfill the law and redeem them that were under the law. To redeem them that were under the law, meaning he has to take away the debt of that nation, that the law, the whole, the law of Moses. I hope I'm talking to you. For Jesus to fit into that, and then Jesus also took upon him, am I talking to you, the fallings of Adam, and also took upon him the falling of the fallen man. So he was many things in one. And not only that, then there was a duty he had to God. Am I communicating to you? To be exactly like God before he was put on the cross. Shout hallelujah. And even though he's got everlasting life in himself, look at me, he had everlasting life in himself, so full of everlasting life, superior to angels, yet he was still made lower than angels. Did you get that? They didn't make him higher than angels while he was on earth. He was made, it means in that form with which he came, he could trap God. What Jesus did was a serious obedience. For Jesus to become like us who are fallen, for Jesus to eradicate the debt of the Jewish people, are you getting me, as against the law, amen, and for Jesus to take the place of Adam and fulfill it. Adam's assignment, the Son of Man. The Son of Man. But we see Jesus, who was made little lower than angels. Well, we see Jesus. But we see Jesus. Verse 9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels. Jesus was made a little lower than the angels. Jesus was made a little lower than the angels. Shout hallelujah. Amen. Now look at this. For the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. It's like the tongue, that word tongue, that has been saying, this is one of the most difficult places for me that has not been clear. So they are bringing me back to teach it again. To be able to teach that Jesus who was on earth is a difficult teaching. It's not easy to discern him. It's a man of many things. Shout hallelujah. That was the sacrifice of God on earth. It was the red heifer. It was the lamb of sacrifice. It was the scapegoat. And it fulfilled the law of Moses. All the sacrifices you can ever imagine, they were talking about Jesus, how he's going to be made. Shout hallelujah. Jesus was made little lower than the angels. And it was obedience for Jesus to trap so much and never exalt himself. Jesus knew so much. Jesus acquired so much. Amen. John 17, Jesus said, give me the glory that I have with thee before the world was. But Jesus had finished his work. The work God gave to him on the earth. Hallelujah. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. You gave me a work to do. I have finished it. Sir, even though he finished it, shout hallelujah. Even though Jesus said, I and my Father, we are one. Are you listening to me? In himself, he was not made so much better than the angels. So the word being made so much better than the angels occurred at resurrection. I'm just saying now, I wanted to see submission and to God. Even when things are clear to you and you have all things, you know all things. Am I communicating? And you are the owner of it. The law and the protocol of exaltation. Jesus was able to wait for God. And didn't break process of God exalting him. So when we say exaltation, he's not saying, Arakuni, come and he sit there. Exaltation has to do with changing your form. Am I communicating to you? So it means Jesus never changed form. I want you to have understanding. Jesus didn't change his form. He didn't take this honor unto himself to be called an high priest. He waited. I hope I'm talking to you. Is anybody seeing what I'm saying? Yes, even though Jesus had trapped the Father, that conversation is between him and the Father. Jesus knew that the image he was bearing was so much better than what angels have. They are not the original. But you see, there is a whole lot of things that is at stake. Are you getting me? The weight of alignment must not be broken. So Jesus has to wait for God, doing the effect, effecting the change himself. And the Father said, I know you have trapped everlasting life. You have finished my work on earth. He said, there is a work God gave to him on earth. I have glorified thee on the earth. To glorify God on the earth is to live the life everlasting on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Of course, the work God gave him to do on earth is both image and likeness. Jesus finished them. Let us be sincere to ourselves. Jesus did what, sir? I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. And what did Jesus do, sir? He finished them. But Jesus didn't effect the change. Jesus didn't make himself. Don't make yourself. If you try to make yourself, it will not be visible enough. It won't be done. You can only, it's going to be just a verbal calling of yourself without the facility, are you getting me, that will bring the design of change. So Jesus understood this, and Jesus waited for God to exalt him. It's just the same thing. You can be walking in a place. You can know more than the MD of a place. And then you can be subjected low to the lowest place. A time will come that your exaltation will come. If you walk your way, if you feel you are superior to all these things that they are saying. So almost lie on us. This is what I feel God is saying. Even though we have changed, we shouldn't honor ourselves. We should not take glory to ourselves. We should look at Jesus. See how Jesus did it. Jesus waited for God. Now, don't look skim your way through the order of ministry and make sure you have a connection. Do everything so that one mighty man of God in the body will call you. There are things I can be saying. For example, if today, every day, I'm talking about Adeboye for 6 months, one day they will call me. They will say, who is this person that is always talking? Someone will go and show me about this man always. Now, there are things I can say about him if I want to minister there, which I feel nobody can say. People are not addressing. With all this wealth of resources, I can corrupt it. I can misuse it. You know what I mean? You have potential. But you have to be faithful. This is faithfulness. Part and parcel of your faithfulness is to wait on God. So there are a lot about a faithful personality, faithful witness. Faithful witness observe protocols of divine order in the spirit. If Jesus wasn't faithful, sir, he would have taken the honor unto himself. While Jesus was on earth, he knew more than angels. What did I say? But he never exalted himself. This is an aspect we should see for the fact that you have known. Jesus didn't just know. Jesus knew God, not knowledge. Jesus knew God. Are you getting me? Jesus had everlasting life. Jesus knew the Father. Jesus know the Father. Are you getting me? Jesus know the Father. Shout hallelujah. And the Father said, yes, it's possible to trap and have my life, yet your position still remain there. Till today, even Jesus will still tell you, I'm a son of man. Why is Jesus calling himself son of man? Why? Is to show the Father that even though you have exalted me as a son, that no one is like. Is a son. Imagine a son of God, angels are worshiping. Then you see soon the son of man coming down from heaven. One place that surprised me in the Bible, and I'm wondering why. You see, they ask him, the Sanhedrin, are you the son of God? Then he now said, and very soon you shall see the son of man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. How can son of man be coming in a cloud and power with glory? He's supposed to be son of God. So what was Jesus saying? Very soon you will see a man. You are going to see a man. Because the Jews do not want to hear a man. The sin of Jesus, the greatest sin of Jesus to the Jewish people, is that he called himself son of God. So Jesus made it worse and saying to them, as a man, you see me seated on the throne and I'm coming down. Ah! The high priest rented his garment. What proof do you need? Let's put him to death. The high priest rent his clothes and said, what need have you any further witnesses? We don't need witnesses. Then that showed to me that Jesus decided to die. Jesus can say something and he will exempt himself. And they will let him go. They were looking for witnesses. If he meet Caiaphas and if he wants to compromise, are you getting me? Bearing witness to his calling, he can say, Caiaphas, who is a man that can be like God? No one. I've been teaching a message thing, exalting God's name. I am not exalting myself. I'm not issue here. All to the exaltation of Yahweh. Why is Jesus calling himself Son of Man? Why? Is to show the Father that even though you have exalted me as a son, that no one is like. Is a son. Imagine a son of God, angels are worshiping. Then you see soon the Son of Man coming down from heaven. One place that surprised me in the Bible, and I'm wondering why. You see, they ask him, the Sanhedrin, are you the Son of God? Then he now said, and very soon you shall see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. How can Son of Man be coming in a cloud and power with glory? He's supposed to be Son of God. So what was Jesus saying? Very soon you will see a man. You are going to see a man. Because the Jews do not want to hear a man. The sin of Jesus, the greatest sin of Jesus to the Jewish people, is that he called himself Son of God. So Jesus made it worse and saying to them, as a man, you see me seated on the throne and I'm coming down. Ah! The high priest rented his garment. What proof do you need? Let's put him to death. The high priest rent his clothes and said, what need have you any further witnesses? We don't need witnesses. Then that showed to me that Jesus decided to die. Jesus can say something and he will exempt himself. And they will let him go. They were looking for witnesses. If he meet Caiaphas and if he wants to compromise, are you getting me? Bearing witness to his calling, he can say, Caiaphas, who is a man that can be like God? No one. I've been teaching a message thing, exalting God's name. I am not exalting myself. I'm not issue here. All to the exaltation of Yahweh. You know, he didn't deny anything. But his father knew. Will know that he has actually denied. They ask him, are you the Son of God? He now complicated it. He said, not only that, you see this same man coming down from God with great what's that? And Jesus said, I am he. I am. And you shall see the Son of Man sitting. This is Mark. All of them, they mention the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power. Kai, and coming in the clouds of heaven. Something, there is something about Jesus' heart. There is something about Jesus' humility. He was humble till death. Even the death of the cross. Wherefore God had highly what every one of us. Now, tonight my teaching will be about the protocols that guides exaltation. Because there is more to knowing things. And then attending to God. I can see this generation is committing that sin. A lot of people are committing that sin in this generation. They call themselves apostle too quickly. In my days, our days, who are you to call yourself a prophet? The least you can call is evangelist. Why are people afraid of being a prophet? To call yourself a prophet, because we think to be a prophet is a mighty thing. In fact, Kenneth Hagin said, he said, you can't stand in the office of a prophet just like that. He said, you have to be in other lower office to start with. You should either be a teacher, or a pastor, evangelist. Then before you say you move into the prophetic office. Then he now said, he said, prophetic office needs some age. We have a lot of apostles in our younger generation that are not as wise as their fathers. I want to tell you something. If you call yourself an apostle, some fathers will call you that apostle, but they are laughing at you. Apostle Shegun is here. But they know they know. Because they are not seeing the fruit of an apostle. One man, Baba Adeboye, is an apostle, but he has never called himself one. He's even a prophet. He's a prophet, but he has never. What he calls himself, who is Pastor Adeboye? Now, I can see that the apostolic strength of this younger one is words. Ability to talk. Oratory power. No, I'm not talking about. I'm talking about apostolic work by work. What city have you broken? It's possible some of them are apostles, but they are emerging. And I pray in my heart that they will reach the end. They will manifest this thing fully. If they have, but as far as I'm concerned, it has not fully evolved. Shout hallelujah. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I don't want to offend people because I am being watched. I need to balance it. Amen. It's possible that those giftings are there, but we should pray for more evidences in their life of the apostolic works, of the apostolic stature and work. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing, is it? Truly the signs of the apostles were wrought among you in all patience. If you want to know an apostle, you must be patient. An apostle can be patient for 20 years. Reverend Akinola is an apostle. Nobody broke on door like this. With word. With spirit. Our bishop came here. Our bishop said he couldn't do the job, so he left. The archbishop kind of apostolic ministry is a fast manifestation of apostolic work. So the odor design, even the mountainous, are you getting me? And the undulating, are you getting me? Nature of the land tells you, listen to me, it's not a straight land. You can just glaze through. So you need a teaching apostle who need to teach for about 5 years nonstop, every day. I'm praying. That's a different kind of an apostolic nation. Look at Paul's apostolic work in school of Tyrannus for 2 years. Every day he was teaching. When you see you call him a teacher, that was not a teacher. That's an apostle who was teaching. He was watering the whole of Ephesus. After 2 years, goddess Diana fell. He war with that god. Not after the manner of men did I fight with the beast of Ephesus. Are we shouting amen? When he got to Rome, the same thing. For 2 years, he was teaching every day. It's the method. Teaching every day. Every day. It's the manner of the apostolic work. I want to say the Lord will bless this generation.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You won't miss your calling.
Amen.
Our sin in this generation, because to us appertain mainly this generation, the ministry of the glory of the Son of God. So Satan wants to train us ahead of time so that we will break protocols. But we should not sin that sin. Amen. we won't commit that sin. I was told in the University of Ibadan that everybody there, the amount of apostles in University of Ibadan alone, the amount of what, sir? Some boys are not, they are not apostles. They have to be under Sunday school. He's gone. Is Jesus wasting apostolic calling? Come, apostles. Apostle Jeremiah, come here, you. Apostle Tunji, you walk. Apostle Silas, you, as from today, Apostle Ibrahim. Imagine, you do a lot of meeting. When you hold meeting, it's only apostles that attend. None of them is a pastor. All of them, who are they, sir? Before you know it, somebody you are rapporting with, before you know it, you put his image. Apostle Jailuga, Luther Day, or whatever. Apostles who have never submitted to a pastor one day. Apostle, we didn't know them in church. Any apostle outside church, who grew outside church, I'm not talking about just attending church. Who is your pastor? Who pastored you? Have you served one man? I know God works in mysterious ways. Somebody will visit a church, you want to take it over. What's your name, Apostle Eutychus? He won't smile there. And all of them, everybody wants to manage to sew a suit. Let's practice not exalting ourselves with the ministry gifts. Let us start there. One elderly minister, I met with him at the lorry, we talked. Went to Halfbeck. This one they just passed. He showed every one of us there that new generation have not started. Isaac Omolen opened up his mouth. Immediately he opened his mouth, he raised a new standard in Halfbeck. You should be an improvement of the previous. So we can't be improved. We can't be the improved. Except we stay under them. We have stayed under them. You have served your pastors. Every minister here, Reverend Busuyi, Reverend Ken, Reverend Olamundo, they were servants in Holy Ghost Center when I met them. They served Papa. They stayed. They were not looking for anything. These men weren't looking for their own. Because I was there, I was a witness. I was watching them. That same heart was what came into ministry when God set them forth to start work here. Even the manner with which the work was started, it was clear it was God who started the work. I just want to beg you, don't assume a position to yourself. Let's copy Jesus. How many of you want to copy Jesus? Jesus knew so much, not so. He finished the work. I was describing him in his earthly time, in the days of his flesh. Even though he were a son. Kai. Even though he were a son, he was still submissive. You see angels coming to strengthen a son. My brother, protocols, the Bible. Let them open our eyes to see how to walk with the things, with the protocols God has set in order before we were born. Because you are just a newborn child, you will not tell one of your main trusted servant of your dad and said to him, come on, you there. That is the day your daddy will drive you out of the house. He said, do you know who he is to me? It's an honor. I'm only raising you so that you can learn how to walk with him. Now, don't open your chest and address spiritual things, neglecting protocols that surrounds the ministration of the actualization of these things. We wait for confirmation. We wait for validation. Yes. Jesus didn't start ministry until a voice said to him, "This is my son, a whom I am well pleased." So he has to wait for that. He has to wait for John to baptize him. In doing so, John hesitated and said no. John refused. He said, "I am the one who ought to be baptized by you." He said, "No, do it." In doing that, we fulfill all righteousness. All righteousness there is that I should not break protocol of being baptized. Some people say, "I have known more than one man is talking." He said, "He, for example, maybe he doesn't believe in baptism of water. People are wasting their time. For the fact that Jesus is in the flesh, I'm afraid of Jesus who is in the flesh. He enter water. It's not a bad thing for me to enter water. Will he take anything from me? Please baptize me in water. For the fact that Jesus did it, I'm not making it a rule. I say Jesus did it. And heaven opened. I don't know how many heaven will open. There was a man baptizing in Ohio River in 1948. A great man of God. I won't mention his name. He baptized the 13th person. That same night, the night before that morning, Smith Ugusor died. So he was out there in the morning baptizing people. And as he baptized the 13th person, heaven opened. And a cherubim came down and said concerning the future. The way John was sent to forerun the first coming of Jesus, "We will send you with a message." You have been sent with a message to forerun the second coming of Jesus. That was the first time we knew this message, after so many years, was confirmed on earth. Heaven is serious about it. It occurred in baptism. I read the book. He said, "I saw the morning star came down from heaven." He saw them. He saw morning stars. He saw. He dealt with them. What is in my heart tonight? I feel this is an ushering of you all going out there. And as you go out there, you will understand protocol. Then you wait for your validation. Jesus was validated. Amen. When those voices were coming, it's from one validation to another. Can we shout hallelujah? So no man taketh this honor unto himself. After serious validation by the water and on the mountain, there is yet another one. Jesus didn't announce himself into it. I say Jesus waited. Jesus died. And Jesus was raised from the dead. And Jesus went to heaven. Can we shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. Are you saying to me, say amen to Jesus? Amen. And Jesus appeared before God. And Jesus purged our sins. And Jesus sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Jesus was already made for the throne. Jesus was already made for the throne. Can we shout again? Amen.
Amen.
I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I say God has raised Jesus. What kind of work is that? So God birthed in man. I'm asking what it will take to sit with him at the right hand. Any being without the form of God should not take that seat. So God welcomed humanity into deity. So protocols has to be fulfilled. You have to allow him to do it. You don't do it yourself. We should be sincere with every step. Are you getting me? Are in every rankings of sonship. Don't call yourself what you are not. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. Is anybody happy with me tonight?
Yes, sir.
Is anybody who is blessed by what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
Jesus was made little lower than angels, but at resurrection, Jesus took up a higher design made for the throne and then a greater name. Are you listening to me? So this new name is the name of God. Of course, there is another side to name it. A name within. There is a name within which God gives. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That a name within is where we differ in descriptions of name. All of our names are the same name upon our forehead, but innerly, where they hide the operational manual to that name, we will not function at the same level. So the inner name control the outer name. The outer name is your manifestation. So the amount of name you have gained in reward is inscribed in the white stone. They put it inside you. That is where you have a name which no man knoweth, except he that received it. Even Jesus himself has his own name, which no man knoweth, except him that received it. Is there in the book of Revelation 19? Amen. Show it to me, please. Amen. His eyes as were a flame of fire, on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no man knew. But where? But he, where? Say amen. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
John knew he had a name written which no man knew, but he himself. In the white stone is a name written, I'll give you the white stone. To him that overcome will I give to eat of the hidden manna. So you can see that the hidden manna and the new name, hallelujah, in the stone, are having a relationship. So of course, the manna is the body, is a bread. Manna is a flesh. Manna is an housing for the name. I will give him a white stone, and in the stone, a new name written, which no man knoweth. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you eat manna, immediately they give you the hidden manna. When you eat it, say eat manna.
Eat manna.
Shout it again.
Eat manna.
Eating to us, or to biblical understanding, is not when you are masticating. Eating, you have to eat twice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When herbivorous animals, who are clean animals, eat, they call them the clean. How they know you are clean? You don't just swallow. And you don't bring out the things you have eaten. I hope I'm talking to you. That's part and parcel of cleanness. You meditate. Hallelujah. You don't eat when you hear. You eat when you do. You eat when you are doing. Praise God. So when you are doing the word, you are eating the word. So when they say, I'll give you of the hidden manna, to eat of the hidden manna, meaning to do of the hidden manna. When you do of the hidden manna, what happened to you? The hidden manna settles in you. You're not just going to have the hidden manna and then it disappear. Are you getting it? It's settled in your system. It becomes a character of your nature. I hope I'm talking to you. Then they will now give you a name. I will give you a white stone. A new name written which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. So you can tell where the white stone is. It's going to be in your belly. It's going to be in your belly. A name is going to be in your belly. I just want to say to you, every one of you, inheritance of everlasting life and eternal life follow the same protocol. Yeah. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
If you eternal everlasting life is a name of God, then there is a name within. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
There is what, my brother?
Amen.
Shout it again, every one of you.
Amen.
As we are eating, we are having an inheritance within, a name within. As we do, hallelujah, we inhabited a nature within and naming the, what's that? The nature. Can we shout hallelujah? God can say to you and say, Alfred has my name in him. PJ, you have my name in you. That name is in you. Can we say amen?
Amen.
All of you, can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you. Shout hallelujah.
Say
amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you.
Thank
you. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
We can be made. And when we are made and we are not named, the image has not been sealed. To name the building, hallelujah, is to seal the building. To name the building is to what, every one of us? Seal the building. Jesus is made in chapter 2 of Hebrews. An high priest. He was made the high priest with his touch with our infirmities. In chapter 2 of Hebrews, wherefore, verse 17, wherefore in all things it behove him to be made like unto his brethren. So Jesus was made like unto his brethren. Not so, sir. That he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. Chapter 3. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and the high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful, first of all. So this, when they were mentioning the discharge of his priestly ministry, the first they mention is faithfulness. To become God's house, Jesus' faithfulness will have to be shown to the house. For me to be a house, Jesus has to be faithful. To be a house is to acquire image of God. So it's not this that makes me a house. It's not my soul that makes me a house. What makes me a house is the abode. What abode? God's own abode. Where God likes to stay. Where God can stay in you. Where God can live in you. How will God stay in you? Am I able and enough to house God? To be able to house God, Jesus has to be trained to be faithful. So it means when Jesus came to flesh, he suffered what we suffered. He knew what we went through. He now understood the move of a man from dust to be God's house. Jesus experienced the challenges of growing to be God's image. So he will be faithful. He will be faithful. Mercy will compel him to be faithful. So when acquiring God's house, they are making you a faithful being. You are partaking of the faithfulness of Jesus. Another word for faithful is a person God can rely on. Somebody who God can trust. Who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also was faithful in all his house. When did they appoint Jesus? Who can tell me? In chapter 1, after resurrection, he was appointed an heir of all things. Of course. Amen. Everybody say amen. Amen. Here, there are different all things. To be a house is an all things. And for the house to have life is an all things. You need some kind of all things of God to have to have life. You need all things of God to have to be a house. Hallelujah. So Jesus was appointed to distribute this thing. Jesus was appointed to minister this. Hallelujah. Jesus has been made into an essence, a kind of a being God can go to sleep if there is a word for it. God can rest when Jesus is around. And I can tell you the time they appointed Jesus was after resurrection. But I will tell you something. From that time to the time this book was written, Paul has seen that Jesus was faithful. Jesus was what, my brother? For who was faithful to him that appointed him? Amen. I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
This is not of the past. Of course, Jesus was faithful while he was on the earth. But Jesus was faithful, hallelujah, in building himself for God. But that was not an appointed. An appointment is a duty for others. Jesus was supposed to oversee housing. It's a ministry of what, sir? Housing. Jesus is the minister of the house of God.
Amen.
To raise faithfulness for God.
Wow.
Jesus was to raise faithfulness for God. Faithful. When we say the faithful is those who are true to the commitment, who are committed to the things they gave to them. They carry out the instruction of these things and became it. What God wants to see is faithfulness. So when you see the faithful, when you say the faithful, they are a building that heaven can rely on. Am I ministering to everyone?
Yes, sir.
Can we say amen?
Amen?
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
I'm not hearing you shout
hallelujah.
When the building is finished, mama, then Jesus has to be merciful to give life. Takes mercy. To give life takes mercy. Now I just want to tell you something. In building you, reconciliation is being made. That's a season of reconciling you to God. In building you. I hope I'm communicating, sir. Shout hallelujah. They are building us against something that has broken the house that we were. God gave man one house. God gave man his image in a form, not the exact form. It was the shadow of the reality that God wants to give to man. God gave him that thing to be able to take another. Without an image sense, he won't dance towards an image. So God made man in his own image. And then God made man also in his own likeness. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Is anybody listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
Can we say amen?
Amen.
By the time the image is formed, mercy ministry need to be open. The ministry of mercy is the ministry of naming them. To name the image, to seal the image. We seal the image with life. We seal the image with life. How? By breathing to the image. The ministry of naming is the ministry of spirit. The ministry of what, sir? Is what? The ministry of what, sir? What is faithful is what is good. And what is good is what is faithful. But it's not enough to be faithful. It's good to obtain mercy. I'm talking about mercy. We need mercy. Not so? Mercy to be named. Jesus has to show his mercy. Why mercy? Because you can't get naming done by yourself. If God is not showing mercy, the ministry of life will not open to you. So when God is naming the image, it's the season of mercy. It's the sealing with naming. God is showing mercy. Why? Because that season, God will have to engage his laws of mercy to me and you. When God has kept mercy for you and I, shout hallelujah. He's about to name you. Give me the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not have any other God. Thou shalt not have what, sir? Before me. He's not beside me. Before me. I'm the one you're supposed to be looking at. Until you evolve with an image of me. I'm the one you should behold. Then the next one. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Because what you see is what you make. So making images to the carnal people is raising an image of hate, of fabrication of an entity with iron or gold or any metal. That's it. And we also have the same in the spirit. Hallelujah. Or any likeness. Again, look at this, sir. Thou shalt not make unto thee any engraven image or any likeness of anything in that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water and under the earth. Thou shalt now, when you have made it, then the next thing is to worship. Don't bow thyself unto them. So the Ten Commandments is not really do's and don'ts. It's steps to worship from service. Am I communicating to you? He said, thou shalt not serve them. But before you serve, bow to them, you shall serve them. So service is making the image. worship is bowing to them. The devil told Jesus, fall down and do what, sir? I'm not hearing you say it again. Up to an exceeding high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of, and the glory of them, and he said, unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down. Isn't that fall down? Drop your image. Some people, you don't need to fall down. You will have fallen. But Jesus wasn't falling. Jesus was the last man standing. He said, I want you to fall down. Jesus has assumed faithfulness. I want you to break the protocol. Fall down. Then worship me. So, of course, falling down is serving him. Look at how did Jesus answered. Get thee hence behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and only him shalt thou serve. It means you have to serve to worship. So where Satan was going is for to make a worshiper out of Jesus. What is the meaning of a worshiper? He who has completely gone, who have sworn allegiance to satanic life on earth. Satan liar. As far as he's concerned, all the rest of the angels, they see man, but they fear God. But Satan says, since he's a man, we can tempt him. He came to tempt his creator. Chance was given to him. Adding to the cup of his iniquity. That God was showing that, you see this guy, can't change. By the time I'm roasting him in lake of fire, nobody should complain. That his intention hasn't yet changed. Can we shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. The order is, when Satan meets any of you who have building, he will tell you, fall down, meaning break the image. Then, when you are breaking the image, you are serving him. Then you will now worship him. Servitude first. We make servants out of image. Somebody who can serve. Now you can't be a worshiper except you have served. Take me back to Exodus, where I got to. I just want to quickly show to you. Amen. Then I move forward. Exodus, where we are touching the other time. Now, thou shalt not buy thyself to them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. I'm a jealous God. Amen. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Hate. This world is gradually being taught hating God. Don't hate God. Then take me up gradually. Yeah, go up. Showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Pastor, when you have served, God will show you mercy. Say that to all of us. The next seven, thou shalt not, he now began to touch name after mercy. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For the Lord will not hold you guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Nobody should take the name of the Lord except you have served God. What is service? Building an image. Then is high time to name you. Shout hallelujah. Is high time to name you. Shout hallelujah. The first words and prayers, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That name of the Father. That name of the Father. Pastor, the name of the Father is the life of his image. The Father's name is a spirit. The Father's name is a breath. It's the entire curriculum of the breath of God. That is his name. When they say they write his name, he's not putting chalk on your forehead. Oh. What is it, my son? He's putting life that will stand from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Meaning the image is full of life. He can both walk because he's got life, at the same time speak. And God said, have mercy for thousands. When they are giving names, the day they are naming people, the day of God's mercy, God is looking for thousands. That's why God needs 140 and 4,000 to declare his mercy to them. He wants to make sure these thousands, am I communicating, express in well. Can we shout hallelujah? God wants us to be conformed to the image of his son according to Romans 8. Shout hallelujah. We see this. For whom he did foreknow, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son. It's not enough that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. From being a servant, be a brethren. To be a brother is to be a prophet. A prophet is a man with both image and life. Are we blessed today? When you are on your way to naming, you're on your way to being true. You're on your way to being true. A true being is he who is equipped. Is an image that is equipped with life. Another word, a person who understand the purpose of the image. How the image should be driven. Manifestations of the image. And to be true is in degrees. Witnesses. Amen. Shout hallelujah. There is a lesson that I loved the most. The nature of the Son of God, Jesus in the flesh. A man can trap so much and still keep himself. Don't say to yourself, you have learned so much and they've not given me position. It's not by being passed under Reverend Busui that will commensurate you for eternity. He himself does not even rely on his calling. You know him very well. He's working out his salvation with trembling. No matter, he called me an apostle from now to tomorrow. That does not mean anything to the devil. His nature. His divine nature. Exceeding great and precious promises. Do I have them? Can we shout hallelujah? Can we say amen?
Amen.
You should be precious. And you should be exceedingly great. How many of you will be precious? Then you should be exceedingly great. You'll be exceedingly great.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for breathing into your people. Thank you. Thank you. Can we thank him for today? Can we thank him for today? I perceive breath is entering people. What I'm supposed to release is breath. Open your hands, Anna. I should breathe on you. Ah, open your mouth, open your nostril. Ah, receive, take it in. Receive breath. Ministry. Receive it. Ha! Ah, I breathe into you. Ha ah, ah. Ha! Take it out, Lord. Take this breath out of me. Give it to them by impartation. Give it to them by impartation. Move them up. Raise them. Quicken them. Take it. Take it. Take it. Ah! Mas. Oh! Ah! Receive it. Yes. Yes. Asama. Hey, take it in. Breath. Hey. I see. It says. Osha. Oh yes. Receive. In Jesus' name. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes.
It's a time of breath. 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 You are entering even into times of breath. Into times of breath. For breath comes even when images are being built.
Yes.
When images are being raised. When images, even image, 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 image calls for breath. They have unesto fin tolinate puratinaska. For what meaneth this? What meaneth this? For you've asked in your heart, what meaneth this? For this is a behavior of the Spirit. A behavior of Jesus. Even when he sees image. 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 Therefore, he pushes out breath. He pushes out breath. He pushes out breath. For that which you see, even in demonstration upon my servant, it's a sign that image, 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 image here, image there, image here, image there, and breath, even my breath. Yeah, not just breath for preaching as an inspiration, but breath that is life. Breath that would inspire life. Breath. 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 Breath from the Lord. Breath. Therefore, breathe in. Therefore, take in life. Take in breath. Breath. Breathe, breathe, because he who is given image, he who spoke an image, is also speaking life, is also breathing life, even breath upon you. Breathe, take an impartation, breathe, it will speak. In you, it will untangle in you. It will life in you. Behavior of Jesus by His Spirit upon His servant. Breathe.
Hallelujah.
Take breath.
Yes.
Take life. Take take life from Jesus.
Amalosha, thank you very much. Thank you. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for everything. I want to thank you for blessing us tonight. I ask that you take them home safely. Let them know that they have tarried with you, not a man. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.